Have you ever skipped something fun because you felt badly about the way you look? Studies show a majority of women have.
WTOP's Jenny Glick continues our series, Starving for Perfection, with a look at how social media and the dieting culture are reinforcing eating disorders.
Christy Dondero-Betwee didn't realize she had a problem until she attended an eating disorders workshop to lose weight.
If it's causing me to skip dinner plans with friends, it's causing me to call in sick to work to go to the gym all day because I feel like I ate too much the day before.
Christy, who now runs Rock Recovery in Arlington, says she grew up taking ballet and feeling like she didn't measure up. By college, she was combination starving, binging, and purging, yet her normal weight hid the problem.
I feel like so many women are taught to hate our bodies. We're taught that you should be on a diet, you should look this way. So I didn't realize I had a problem because a lot of people around me didn't like their bodies, talked about losing weight all the time, said, oh, I'm horrible for eating this cookie, or I'm better for eating the salads.
We live in a society that makes recovering from an eating disorder extremely difficult because it's so focused on weight and diet.
Dietitian Rebecca Hart works with patients to try and change the narrative that certain foods like cake or pizza are bad.
The more variety of foods you have actually are associated with better long-term recovery outcomes.
The National Eating Disorders Association lists denial of hunger, increased isolation, ritualistic exercise, and preoccupation with food and calories as potential warning signs of a serious problem.
A lot of kids are going to social media for their nutrition information, and it's either wrong or it could be harmful.
At the Center for Eating Disorders at Sheppard Pratt, experts like Dr. Stephen Crawford work to try to counteract cultural and social media messages that thin equals popularity, love, and happiness.
Clearly, there is an increased growth in body dissatisfaction and disordered eating. And a lot of that may be tied to social media.
Jenny Glick, WTOP News.
And for more information and help, go to WTOP.com, search eating disorder. You can hear Jenny's next report tomorrow.